are. We are on the 12th day of a Strongpreneur Christmas. And I appreciate every one of you who have not only stuck it through with these 12 days in a row of these quick little solo casts, but for all of you who have stuck with me for several weeks, days, months, years, however long it's been. It's been quite a ride, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. It means a ton to me that you would take any amount of time and stick me in your ear and listen to me and my guests and the value that we're trying to bring you. You know, we're into 2017 now, several days into it. And guys, we have a whole year ahead of us. We have a whole lifetime ahead of us. And what it's going to take to win, you know, yeah, we talked about clear eyes and a truth pill and a light pack and a profit focus and gratitude and hanging around the right people and marketing your butt off, having bigger expectations, a lot of things in these last 11 days. But day 12 today is about endurance. It's about grit. It's about persistence. You know, I have a good friend right now who's a contractor who's really getting his teeth kicked in. Almost $1 million in debt, looking at shutting his business down, filing personal and business bankruptcy, going for a really hard time. I got another guy that I know who, for the first time in his life as a contractor and as a business guy, he's a young guy. He, every year that he's been in business, he's been growing and winning. And this year, he's on the canvas. I mean, he's like that boxer right now. He's going through some really hard times in the business, had some theft and some lawsuits and some issues at home and health issues in the family and things like that. And he's on the canvas this year because this is the first time ever in his career that he's had a down year. And he's laying there and he's on the canvas and his eyes are kind of half open and closed and the ref is counting 1, 2. And he's laying there and he's drooling and blood's coming out of his mouth. He's got a tooth laying there. And I was on the phone with him a few months ago, and I said, dude, this is the moment that is going to define who you are, not just as a business owner, but as a man, as a human being, because you've never been down like this before. And I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but I believe in you, and I'm urging you to get up and to keep fighting. Okay, spit that tooth out, rinse the blood out of your mouth, put the gloves back on, stand up, and start swinging again. Don't you fucking quit. So if you're listening to this right now, I'm telling you the same thing. I don't know what's going to happen in 2017 and beyond in your life and in your business. But I will tell you, first of all, you have what it takes. So if 2016, 2015 were down years and you've had your face kicked in, 2017 is the year for your comeback. This is the year. This is your time. This is when you come back. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. And listen, coming back might be that you get out of the trades altogether and you do another career. It might be you start another business. It might be that you work for somebody. It might be a lot of things. Okay? Sometimes the best thing to do is to change course. And it doesn't mean you're a quitter. But whatever, wherever you've been, if you've been down in the last year or two and hurting, 2017 is the year that you make a comeback as an individual. And then the career will follow. For those of you, maybe things have been going well. And you've been winning. And you've been succeeding. And having fun. And making money. Hey, I don't know when it's coming and how it's coming, but eventually you're going to get kicked in the nads, man. You're going to get your nose bloodied. And you're going to want to quit. You're going to hang it up. And I'm going to tell you that you need to persist. You need to endure. You know, I use those two words. My daughter, Iris, she's 11 years old. And 3 or 4 years ago, she was in my office. She put on all my motor wristbands. She put like 20 on each arm. And she's sitting there. And she was writing something on a piece of paper. And she handed it to me. And it said, motor. And then underneath she wrote, to persist and endure. And guys, that's what it's about. That's what motor and hard means. It means you put in the work that others are unwilling to put in. means you take the body blows and the bloody noses and you keep going and you don't cave like everyone else does. All right? It's going to take months and years to build a brand, you guys. And planting seeds and hustling and prospecting and chipping away and chipping away. Maybe you're in some debt. Whatever the issue is in your business, the easiest, the best thing you could do is get through it. There's an old quote. I wish I could remember it. It's, you know, the easiest way out is through or some crap like that. Okay, one of you can write me and correct me because I'm sure I butchered it. But listen, sometimes you're so far in, you can't go back, right? The only way out is through. You just got to keep pushing through. And so 2017 is here. We are at the dawn of this new year. And I want you to take these 12 days, and I want you to take the other solo casts, and I want you to take the YouTube channel, and I want you to take the interviews that I've had with my guests in the past and the ones I'm going to have this year, and I want you to fill your brain with good stuff. And remember that you have what it takes to persist and endure through whatever challenge life is going to throw at you. I appreciate you all. Thank you for hanging with me. Thanks for being here for these 12 days. Go ahead and head over to the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Tom Reber, subscribe to that because we're going to keep the conversation going over there with a bunch of this cool stuff. Head over to Reber Live. And feed your mind over there. And then finally, I have an ask. If you have a guest that you feel would be kick-ass for this show, who would add tons of value to all of the people that listen to this around the world, hit me up, send me an email, tom@motorhard.com, and we'll see if they're a good fit and hopefully get them on the show. All right, so with that, keep it going. Keep the pedal down. Redline your motor. Persist. Endure. Set bigger goals, bigger expectations, hang around lions, be a maniac with your marketing, give more than you take, be grateful, get around the right people, use your time in the best way possible because it's all you got, lighten that pack, make more profit, get real with where you're at always, that self-awareness is huge, and have clear eyes to a clear future. Travis, rock us out.